Yes, the Big E Sports Show rolls on at Yahoo Sports Radio as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios on this Friday night. It is time now to focus our attention on the Big Ten Conference as Ohio State leaps the Texas schools for the last spot and will face Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. It is always a pleasure to welcome back Tom Pippins, the sports director from Fox 6 in Milwaukee. He is joining us on our celebrity guest line driven by Stuart Cadillac. Real people, real value, real simple, and by Score, our newest sponsor, the Score Athletes Network. There's no off-season at Score at score.com. Well, good evening, Tom. It's nice to have you with us.
Big E, it's an early Christmas present for me to be with you, as always, and your wonderful listeners.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. But listen, as we look ahead to the matchup, and we're going to talk some Bucks and hopefully a little bit of Packers, too, but talk to me about, because you were at the game last week with Ohio State and Wisconsin. I mean, who could have projected that the Buckeyes' number three quarterback looked as ever as good as Braxton Miller and JT Barrett?
Yeah, it's amazing. Urban Meyer, as you know, such a great coach and an incredible recruiter. And though the Badgers obviously played a poor game, and I knew they needed to play their best game to win, it seemed to me in watching that game at Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium, Big E, that the caliber of athlete overall on offense and on defense was just a cut above what we're used to seeing in the Big Ten. It's Urban Meyer and company and everybody else. They've won 24 straight regular season Big Ten games. Michigan State got them last year at Lucas Oil Stadium in the Big Ten Championship. And they were so motivated. They went through the tragedy of losing a player.
Right.
And they used that certainly to their advantage. They were motivated. They were inspired. The Badgers were out-coached, out-executed, you name it. And they had a running back there who looked a heck of a lot better than Melvin Gordon. He looked like Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
And from there on, as you say, the big kid, Cardell, I think they've got about 18 Heisman Trophy contenders if they throw him there under center, Biggie. He just threw that ball up, and Devin Smith went and got it. And our rather short DBs had no chance. So what it was most impressed upon me is that the caliber of athlete at Ohio State, as long as Urban Meyer is going to be there, they should rule the Big Ten unless somebody can start to compete and get some of those quicker, stronger, bigger athletes. They won the game in the trenches. It was just laughable. Men against boys. I couldn't believe it, and they may do something with Alabama. Very interesting semifinal for this first playoff.
Well, I have to. You're talking about the caliber of athletes at Ohio State. You just have to wonder, what does the fourth-string quarterback look like, Tom?
Probably step in and at least be all conference, you know. Once again, they're just, I mean, if you think about it, they had two quarterbacks who were Heisman Trophy candidates. Braxton Miller goes down. Here comes JT Barrett. He was a contender. He certainly was in the mix before he fractured his ankle in the last regular season game, probably among the top 8-10 players. And they just totally cut down Melvin Gordon. Now, the Badger center, Dan Volz, went out. They had to do a little shifting on the O-line. But I don't know how much difference it was going to make. And Melvin tried too hard at the end of the first half. He lost the ball. That's the one negative for this wonderful, wonderful running back who has declared, as you probably know, to go into the NFL as a redshirt junior. And he, you know, they took the ball. Joey Bosa, the all-conference defensive lineman, scored 38-0 at half. It was over, Biggie. It was over as soon as they kicked off. They deferred. Ohio State went down the field, and it was Katie barred the door after that. So very disappointing. Still a 10-win season going to the Outback Bowl. But then, if we thought we were surprised there, the stunning news, all of a sudden,
Gary Anderson
leaving to go to the Oregon State Beavers. So for the second time, make it the third time in 2 years, Barry Alvarez has to get a new coach, because you'll recall that Brett Bielema bolted right before the 2013 Rose Bowl for Arkansas.
Yes. Hey, Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we will certainly watch and see how that whole situation unfolds in terms of the coaching vacancy at Wisconsin. But I got to ask you this, I mean, because you were at that game with Cardale Jones. Have you ever seen a player embrace a big moment like that? Because he did something that his predecessors could not. I mean, leading the Buckeyes to the Big Ten title. I mean, I was nervous for him going into that game.
Well, he's a big, strong kid. He can run. He made good decisions. Biggie, he had enough time back there to down a sandwich and, you know, a beverage. It was no pressure whatsoever. Again, the Buckeyes won in the trenches. But he threw a terrific ball. He made good decisions. And here's a young man who was not recruited by Urban Meyer. Now, he was one of those he famously quoted, and I'm paraphrasing here, you know, we're not here to play school.
Oh, I know,
yes. We're here to play football.
Jeez.
Well, that was a bad decision by a young kid who apparently has grown enough where he really is pretty solid academically, according to reports. And you have to be happy for him. He waited in the wings. He got his opportunity. You feel badly for JT Barrett, but as you're well aware, that's what happens in sports. Sometimes in life, you know, one door is closed, another one opens up for this young fella. So you've got to give him the nod, and it will be very interesting to see, again, how they do against Nick Saban's number one ranked team.
Well, Cardell Jones certainly was living a dream. Threw for 257 yards, 3 touchdowns, and named the game MVP in his first collegiate start. I mean, that is just absolutely, I mean, you talk about being anointed. I mean, he certainly was.
That's Ohio State, Big E. You know, once again, the caliber of athlete. Not everybody likes Urban Meyer, but he can flat-out coach, and he finds a way to recruit people.
Well, I think that was certainly overlooked with all the controversy with the Final Four. I mean, people weren't given, perhaps, Cardell, even enough credit for him stepping in.
Yeah, I think there was concern that once they lost Barrett, even if they won, they say, okay, well, you don't have your main man. Well, this kid came in there and played like a grown man. And certainly showed that the team can be as competitive as anyone. And given the manner in which they beat a pretty solid Wisconsin team, I think you almost had to say, and without, you know, the championship game of the conference, unfortunately, the TCUs and the Baylors lost out. Is people say, well, how about go to 8? Well, they can go to 16, to 32. As you're aware, you can't do that in football. It's different than basketball. It's too rough a game to play all those games and that big a field. But it'll be fun. I think this Final Four business will be very interesting, and I think the committee got it right. I really do.
Who would you like to see take that spot, that coaching vacancy at Wisconsin?
Well, there are a number of names being tossed out, even Darrell Bevell, who led the Badgers as a quarterback to the 1994 Rose Bowl championship, their first in some 3 decades.
Okay.
Doing very, very well with Seattle Seahawks as the offensive coordinator. But one name that comes up is Paul Christ. He was the former offensive coordinator for the Badgers, Wisconsin native, played there, doing pretty well now as the Pittsburgh coach. And his name, he was just starting that job when Brett Bielema left last time. And I like Gary Anderson, but I don't think he and his family were comfortable. They're more on the West Coast side of town, if you will. But there might have been some word that he was frustrated he couldn't get a certain player in because of Wisconsin's rather high academic standards.
Right.
But I think whether it's a Wisconsin person or not, that's not the big deal to Barry Alvarez. It's still a good job. You want somebody who wants to be committed to Wisconsin and the state and be a good recruiter. If you don't get the Urban Meyer type player, get a good player and coach him up. It started that way with Barry Alvarez. He led him to 3 Rose Bowl championships. Brett Bielema was able to, after having the mantle passed to him, have the same kind of success. And Gary did pretty well in his couple of years there. And so I think it's a great job, and somebody will come in, and I think Barry will get it right. And some people, oh, his shadow is too big, and there's the statue of Alvarez on campus. You know what? You use that to your advantage, just like, say, Tom Crean did when he was the Marquette basketball coach with the late, great Al McGuire.
Oh, yes.
You've got a wonderful resource. Don't be afraid of it. Go after it. But most important, be a Badger, want to be with the Badgers in the state of Wisconsin, University of Football, hopefully for the long haul.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and Tommy, we will talk to you in 2015, okay?
A blessed one to you and yours, hopefully the Pack and the Super Bowl in Arizona. Aaron Rodgers, MVP,
woo-hoo!
Baby.
Okay, very good.
Take care, friend.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio.